Mashallah alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Kiveya ben Ora. Bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yada v'v'chol anovim eilav. And we're going to be learning a shtickle m'seches brachas. It says in the Mishnah, v'al etzvos, in the ninth parak, you make a bracha al etzvos, baruch shekocho gvorosim olei olam. My zvos, the Gemara asks and tests, what are zvos? Amar of Ketina Gua. What's Gua? Gua is a hurricane. Is a Ridat Adama. A earthquake. And an earthquake, you make Baruch Shekocho Gvorosim Malei Olam. Rav Ketina Kazi Baruch, Rav Ketina was going on the way. Kimata Pischa the baby Yatamya. When he got to the Pesach, the opening of the house of the Baal Ov, a sorcerer who does Kishuf with the bones of dead bodies. Ganach Gua, there was an earthquake. Rav Ketina Bidei Baal Ov Bahai Gua Mal. Does this guy know what the reason for this earthquake was, Mr. Sorcerer? Ramalei Kola, so the sorcerer raised his voice, and he said, "Ketina, ketina, my lo yadana." He says, "Ketina, ketina, what I don't know." Shalshei Kadosh Baruch Hu Zocheh Es Bnei, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children. Shvuyim b'tzar v'inumas ha'olam. They are sitting in pain and anguish among the nations of the world. Morich te demos lema gadol. He drops two tears into the great sea. Kol nishma sofa alam atzofa hanu gua. And his voice is heard from the end of the world to the end of the world, and that's a gua. So why do we have earthquakes, says the Gemara? Because Hashem remembers his children, they're tzar. So he drops two tears into the great sea, great ocean. And his voice is heard from the beginning of the end to the earth, and that's the gua. Rav Ketina says, Ubatamya, Kedivhu, you're a liar, Mr. Sorcerer. Umila Kedivin, you're a liar and your words are lies. Ihachi, if it's true, gua gua mebaile. You said there are two tears, so then there should be two earthquakes. Veloi, and it's not true. Gua gua avi, there are two earthquakes. By the way, the reason Rav Ketina didn't admit that the Baal Ov is correct, kechat lodi kulam abasrei, that everybody shouldn't follow him and believe in all of his nonsense and his sorcery. Ad kan mi divrei kacho shel hagemore. And kedarkeinu b'kodesh, learning through the Maseches Brachos with the Agados, so we're trying our best to learn mitoras morenu v'rabenu, Ol Yisrael u'kdosho, Moran Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik levracha lechay olam haba. Hav nireh eich rabenu masbir et zeh achshav. Hayta ba'olam ridat adama me'od mod gdola. It was a big earthquake and many, many people were killed. So I thought this was a good time to talk about earthquakes. What's the kesher between these earthquakes and the gullus of the Jewish people? How did this sorcerer have such a deep perception? And why did Rav Ketina even get into a conversation with him and then reject what he says? Don't even talk to him in the first place. How about you, Korepo? Masbir Rav, Kasher kol advarim ha-metavim ba'olam, afilu aninim ha-ktanim, hem ha-mekusharim el klal ha-metziut, u-metkashrim el tachlit rama v'nisa'a, b'sefer ha-klali, sefer Hashem. All things that happen in the world, even the small things, are all connected to the general reality. And they connect to the ultimate high purpose in the book of Hashem, in the book of history. Historia is Hesterka, God is hiding in history. And umitztarfim, and they gather together, kitzerufan shel otiyot ha-pratiyot el binyan ma'arechet sfarim, romeima v'nisgava. So they're all like little letters, individual letters, and they come together to build this great, many, many whole system of sfarim. So those are all the small things. Those all small things all come together in world history to create the reality that Hashem wants to bring us to. Those are the small things. Ve'yoter advarim shem nirim kemichsholot b'darkei ha'metziut u'migra'ot b'briya ודאי ראוי לדעת כי כל אשר יעשה אלוהים ראוי יהיה לעולם, עליו אין להוסיף וממנו אין לגרוע, ואלוהים עשה אשר יראו מלפניו. And the big things, most certainly, like it says in Ecclesiastes, that everything Hashem made in the world is going to be forever. You can't add, you can't subtract, and God made that people should fear him. In other words, כלומר, המעשים המתדמים לנו, things that appear to us, according to our very weak perception, למכשולות, as barriers, as pitfalls, as stumbling blocks that contrast with the purpose of creation, יתברו כשנעריכם בתור חוליות לבנות את בניין המוסר האנושי וההשלמה הרוחנית היותר נישאה. They will be explained, ultimately, when we appreciate them, as chains to build human ethics, morals, and to perfect us spiritually. As what looks like a michshol is ultimately to help bring us to a much better place spiritually. שצריכה לשימושה כל אלה הדרכים המסובכים. It requires to use all of these complicated paths. Ultimately, to get to the goal that mankind must reach, there are going to be some stumbling blocks on the way, but they're only there to help us. And that's all part of the secret of Hashem. סוד השם, that only he knows. הדברים היותר מחרידים את לבב המשקיף על התולדה ומחזה רעש הארץ. One of the most scariest things that when you look at history is this notion of an earthquake. שלפעמים יהפוך משורש ערים וגלילות ויעשה שמות רבות. Sometimes these earthquakes uproot cities, towns, provinces, and cause tremendous desolation and destruction. ורבבות אדם ירדו שאול חיים לפעמים. And tens of thousands of people die from this earthquake. In the earthquake that happened in the Turkey-Syria earthquake. We're already talking about 11,000 people. And many more. They're not done counting. Can you imagine what an absolute catastrophe that is? So these earthquakes, as this earthquake did, can bury countless people. ומהפכה נוראה כזאת כשתזדמן תעשה רושם גדול בכל החברה האנושית שהיא מתקשרת עדר אל עדר. And when it happens, it makes a tremendous ration in all of mankind, which is connected, herd to herd, as this was written over 100 years ago, and before the technological revolution today, it's certainly like that. That everybody's interconnected, everyone knows what's going on with everyone else. Especially big things like that. Cameras, you can watch it live. Used to need a television, today I don't need a television. The computers have live stream here, live stream there. So we know that in psychology we were taught that things that happen in childhood leave a deep mark on a person for his whole life. So the same thing in world history. Things that happen leave a mark on mankind. להבין שורש החוכמה בכללות למה משמשות המהפכות נוראות כאלה. לא יתבאר לנו רק כשנשכיל שיש צרכים רבים להעמיד על מכונות המוסר הכללי. To understand the root of chokhmah in general, what these מהפכות, what these revolutions, these scary traumatic revolutions are designed for, we can only do that when we understand that there are many needs to establish human morality. And there are many chesrenes, there are many lackings, there are many problems that are established, that are built in to society that can only be fixed when things are shaken up literally, literally and figuratively, and only God knows how. Sometimes a Navi, sometimes Yisur, Machala, sometimes it's COVID. One time, there was the Spanish flu of 1918. There's World War I, there's World War II. There's Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there's Pearl Harbor. Lots of things happen that shake up the world. And that's God's ultimate way of getting us to a better place. Remember, Maran Rav was an eternal optimist. So everything that happens always sees in such beautiful, positive ways. Even World War I, which he was experienced, he saw as bringing ultimately to the Mashiach, which it is, it did. It's not there yet. There had to be another war. Everything that happened since, and Meher v'Yameinu, can I tell you? אשר לא נתקיעו עלילות היא המכרעת מתי צריכה התרבות האנושית הכללית להיעזר על ידי מהפכה גדולה. Only God knows when you need this great revolution. שעוקרת משורש חלק גדול של המין האנושי, עם חייך אומרו מהם גם כן מצב רוחו ומוסרו. כדי לבנות את שיעי על שיעות חורבנם יסוד, לשכלול של תיקון הרוי להצטרף אל התיקון האמיתי, So this uproots these earthquakes. Many, many people and their hashkafa, their attitudes towards life, their material well-being. And why does Hashem do this? Hashem does this, and he does it exactly how he knows how to do it, in order to build on top of the destruction a foundation for the perfection that will ultimately be at the time of the true tikkun, that it is fitting to yearn for it. So yes, it's true, this, like the Syrian Turkish earthquake, was only affecting directly those people, but really, especially today, it affects all of mankind, and it's supposed to help us fix us morally. And let's take, for example, the Gullus of the Jewish people. Am Yisrael has many merits in the world. Without Am Yisrael, I'm saying there's so many things that we take for granted today that are only part of the world's consciousness because of Am Yisrael. So why should it be that Am Yisrael, who's done so much good for the world, why should we not live in peace and harmony? Why shouldn't everyone be nice to us? We've been so good to the world. And why do we have all these gullios and we're sent here and we're sent there and the Spanish Inquisition and all the pogroms? Why? The answer is because this is God's way of bringing the world to the tzitzit. Especially our galios, we go to this place, we go to that place, and wherever we do, we contribute a tremendous amount to that culture. And then Hashem says, "All right, enough. We're in Russia, we're in Poland, we're in the Ukraine, we're in Romania." And Hashem said, "Enough. And then there was the war, before the war, after the war, and most of us ended up in the United States, some in South America, some in Australia, South Africa, and many, Baruch Hashem, many, many, and the numbers are being added daily into Eretz Yisrael. So this is part of the Magamah Elokit, that we should be mashpi on the world, and the world should become a better place, and we should become better people along the way. So there are certain chesroinus that are so deeply embedded in the reality, you can only fix them by the Jewish people being among the nations. We remember in the Gemara says that when God remembers the galus, he brings the earthquake. אחד מהאותיות להתגלות של החסרונות הדבקים בכלל החברה האנושית, היא באמת מצבן של ישראל. ומה זאת? שראוי היה לה לעמוד בפסגת ההצלחה בין גויי הארץ, לפי חלקה במאור הרוחני ואור התורה והדת, ויסודי כל מעגל טוב, שהשפיע לעולם על ידי דעת השם אחד. אם לא החסרונות הקבועים בכלל האנושיות, שמהם לוקחת גם האומה עצמה ודאי את חלקה. One of the signs of the revealing of the chesronos, the lackings that adhere to human society, is the situation of the Jewish people, this nation, who should be the most successful in the world, the most celebrated in the world, because we take such a large part in the spiritual light of the world, spreading it to the world, and besides everything else, all the Nobel Prizes and all the inventions, every big psychologist, psychology school is Jew, is from a Jew, and big doctors are Jewish, and big scientists are Jewish, and big everything, except for big basketball players. Big basketball players are usually not Jewish, but we add so much, so that's Gevaldik. But we also have Chesronos. Mankind has Chesronos, and Yisrael does also. We live in the world. So, it's muchrach that the matzav should return to its way it's supposed to be, based on the yosher eloki, based on Hashem's way of seeing things. Kadosh Baruch Hu plants us in galus. That's his midah hagunah, that's the proper measure. Rav Yehuda Levi writes in the Sefer HaKuzari, Yesh le'elokai chokhmah nisteret ba'ashir otanu le'galut. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos of why he leaves us in the galus. What's his cheshbon? I don't know. In order to know, it'd have to be him. But that's his cheshbon. Al kol panim, shum adam eino yochol lomar shedavar ro'i shetihye uma kazot ba'alat yitron rav netuna b'matzav moreh ve'ayom ha'margiz kol lev, she'en kol choli be'ever chashuv me'evrei ha'anoshut ha'klalit. So nobody can say that such an incredible nation, such a wonderful people, Klal Yisrael, should be in such a terrible situation. And that this is, nobody can say this is not an illness in a very important organ, in the organs of, in the limbs of general humankind. ועוד גם כן על עוד המונים המונים של רות וחסונות קלוטות בעובי טבעה של האנושות. של האנושות. Now, there's a tremendous chisaron musari, there's a tremendous problem with the fact that we're in galus. It's just not right. It's not right. It's not moral. We don't deserve it. Kiviyachol. It seems not right, not moral, and that we don't deserve it. And this is an os, this is a sign on many other chisaronos in mankind. עד שההנהגה האלוקית מחייבת הדרך לתיקון גם מהפכות גדולות. So in order to fix this, it's a big problem and it needs big solutions. Sometimes the Havdil of Avdalis, right? You have a sports team. You have a sports team and each year they do well, but they never get to the championship. So sometimes you just need one little fix. You need one player you're missing. Maybe a different coach, something. And sometimes you need to shake up the whole boat in order to fix the situation. Sometimes the Havdil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, needs to shake up the whole boat. And one of the revolutions that's most felt, it comes from the shaking of the land, the quaking of the earth. Sometimes it makes only a small roshim. Sometimes it makes only a small impact. And sometimes it makes a massive impact. Ve'okeret anafim rabim ruchanim v'gashmin, and uproots many branches, spiritual and physical. Uvada lefino gachay ma'apera nora kazot. And tavo yirida klalit b'chevra anoshit. Yirida chomrit ha'goyert achar gam ken yirdot misariot. So, after such a revolution, there's a general yirida in the world. You don't see things being fixed right away. There's a yirida chomrit, there's a yirida in the materially, obviously, after an earthquake. And then, when things aren't good materially, things aren't good also morally. Ki al pi anhu kol makom shekvar yatyashvu bnei adam b'seder u'minimus, kvar kavshu lam chalakim rabim mi'ochot ha'tov v'chayim. So what happened? You have a society, and it's built, and you have a seder of mishpat. That's nimus. Nomus is law in Latin, and that's why you say today someone's polite. You say minumas. So you have people who are. You have a society, a culture that's built, and they already captured many many portions of the correct life, the good life. And now it all went down the drain, almost literally. So in other words, there are two yiridas here. When God's great purpose comes into being, there are two reasons. One is material and one is spiritual. Why two? Remember? Two tears. You all remember the Gemara? Right, that this sorcerer said when he remembers his children, Shurim Bitsar bin Umasa Olam. Now we understand what that means. Why are the Jews Bitsar bin Umasa Olam? They should be carrying us, they should be singing Sushar Mashaychim every time we walk into the room where we've contributed to mankind. But no. So that shows there's a serious chisaron in the morality of the world. So God is more shtei demois, two tears, the Yama Gadol, to the great sea. And again, these two tears are two yiridas. A yirida in gashmius, and a downturn also in ruchnius and spirituality. The ultimate goal, which is the good, the sublime good of the future, is a great ocean, a vast ocean. Nivna miribo rivvot sibot le'en kitz. Ve'erech ma'apecha achat lo tiyeh nikeret klal le'en adam ha'ktsara. Erech tetkasher im ha'tikun ha'klali. So the ultimate tachlis is a vast ocean, and it's built from tens of thousands and millions of infinite reasons. And the value of one revolution is not clear to the naked human eye, how it's going to connect to the ultimate tikkun. So in other words, you have two drops in the ocean. What are two? We've been expressing it's like a drop in the ocean, right? It's nothing. What are two drops in the ocean going to do? The answer is there's a vast ocean of tikkun, and this is mitzarev. This joins that vast ocean. And we don't know how, but that's God's cheshbon. אבל ידענו על נכון שסוף כל סוף תתקשר למטרה הכללית ותצטרף לחשבון גדול. But we know that in the end, it's going to connect to the general matara, to the general purpose. And the tikkun is going to be accomplished. Okay, sweet friends, אנחנו חצי הדרך. And Emir Tashem, in the next segment, we will, now that we have all the background, Emir Tashem, we're going to plug it into the Gemara. I'm going to see how beautifully it fits in. And then it's going to give us more of an appreciation of the Darkei Hashem Ba'olam. And I thank everybody so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. B'li neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And this was, in the meantime, it was very, very sweet. הדברים היו מאירים כספירים, ככוכבים מזהירים. והיו זקים ובהירים, ברוך השם. ובעזרת השם, ברצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר בפעם הבאה. שלום, שלום, אהובה, ידידה, מראה ורבות.